Welcome to the Comic Book Rundown.
Welcome back to Comic Book Rundown. I'm your host, Joe, and with me today is my co-host, Ron.
Hola.
Hola, indeed. We are currently on the second issue of this Flash arc. If you'd like to check out our previous episodes' coverage of them, check out our last one and episodes 208 through 213 for the trial of the Flash.
For the beginning of the trial of Flash.
Yeah. And then we'll just hop on to into this issue, 347.
So we've got somebody ringing the door to, I believe it's Cecile's house, right?
Or her
apartment, maybe?
Yeah.
It's her place inside the city.
Yes, because her...
Because her house on the cliffside got, you know...
Her villainous hideout got destroyed.
Yeah. I mean, her villa.
yeah.
Villa. Yeah, anyways.
Yeah, and it turns out it's Captain Fry.
Captain Fry, and he looks like he got the shit beat out of him.
I do like how he... This married
His
man...
crazy face.
Yes. This married man goes to this attractive lawyer's house, and
in
she
the middle
is
of the night.
In the middle of the night,
and she's
in the
just
rain.
In a robe.
Yep.
I mean, don't get me wrong, dude. Like, that would, I guess, been the place I would have went to.
I mean, no, sure, wait. But he is a married man.
Well, you just bring the wife by, and it's a good time.
Yeah, jeez.
Anyways.
But he's got a crazy look on his face because he's telling her, look,
you're not gonna believe this.
Your case is, like, null and void. Like, the Reverse Flash is still alive. He just beat me up. Like, we can get Flash off for murder because the Reverse Flash is here.
We can get Flash off.
Oh, stop it. She doesn't believe him, naturally.
Right. So tell me again how the dead guy beat you up.
I do like when he does a flashback and it's the Reverse Flash just smacking him.
Yeah.
Very Three Stooges style. But he obviously is hurt that she doesn't believe him.
Fine. I'll go tell somebody else.
But at the same time, like...
Who's going to believe
that? Yeah, exactly. You know, like, it's a dead man.
They literally saw his corpse, you know. Fry was the one that took his pulse to make sure he was dead.
And it's also one of those things where this is early on in heroes
coming back
and,
to life.
Yeah, like just people coming back to life. So no one knows that it's highly possible that it will happen. At the same time, though, if you think logically, he is a time traveler.
And yeah.
I know they do talk about it on the show really well about how he could be Reverse Flash is always coming back.
Yeah.
So.
Well, yeah. You know, but if you think about it, he's a time traveler, so he would know that he died in the past. So then all he'd have to do is go back in the past before he went back in the past to stop himself from going back in the past at that time and then coming back at a different time, and then that would have never happened.
But no, see, we'll get into it in the future, because there is a story, The Return of Barry Allen, that wonderful story, talks about that a little bit. So we'll get into that in probably a couple years when we get to that story.
Gotcha.
There you go, guys.
You have something to look forward to.
I might let you just borrow that and read that, because this really is a good story.
As good as these ones?
Better. Actually makes sense.
That was sarcastic.
These were actually good.
Okay, these ones were actually better. It's got
this trial was good.
Better, yeah.
Like, I actually was surprised, especially with the previous 13 issues we had.
The filler issues?
Yeah, yes. So we go over to Mirror Master. He apparently just set up his
whatever
base
the hell
in
that
the mountain. I don't know.
It looks like the mountain's shitting out his base.
Kinda.
Either that or it's, you know, like, slowly absorbing it.
Or, like, he built it, and then,
something
like, the lava came and went over top of it, but now it's cooled off, and it's fine. And
yeah.
It totally looks cool that he doesn't want to move.
Yeah.
But, yeah, he is setting... He just had this wonderful heist, and he has all this money now, so he...
He set up this mirror on the top of his house.
I still don't understand that.
I think it's a solar-powered mirror, so that he can power his joint without having to pay for.
I
know,
mean,
he's living off the grid, folks. All right, renewable
very,
energy.
Very, very conscious.
Yeah, that's why his suit's green.
But his mirror gets destroyed, and he's like, "Well, I wonder who would do that. This is
why would somebody break my stuff?"
Turns out it was the Reverse Flash, coming to attack him. And again, everybody's all thinking,
"You're dead. Why are you hitting me? You're dead. Stop hitting me, dead man."
Yeah, everybody thinks that Reverse Flash is dead. So this is a perfect, like, not ruse, but I guess a perfect thing to, like, get your enemies off guard. So he easily took him out.
Oh yeah.
Go back to Newberry. So we, I mean, obviously this guy was important. He was important from the get-go. Like,
yeah.
The minute that weird thing touched him.
Yeah.
Back in like issue 340.
When he was walking through the park.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, what was that? Anyways.
So he is, he's in the hotel. The cops are, you know, downstairs guarding the hotel, of course.
Of course.
But he's in his room, and outside this, his window is this
burglar.
Yeah.
Which, and he's like, oh, here's the fat cat. Oh, go ahead.
Well, no, you're not wrong. But my thinking is we could assume he's at least on the third floor.
Oh, he's higher than that. Cause you can see, cause in this picture here, you can see the skyline. Tops of it. Yeah.
But I'm just saying, like, who does that? What burglars will do that?
Okay. But see, in his defense, he was looking for a high, profile target. Yeah. And generally speaking, they aren't on the first
fair,
and second floors.
Fair.
Plus, he's in a comic book, so he knows that he has he knows that he has the innate ability to climb up the outside of the building and get to these places because comic
book luck. Yeah. That's fair. Okay.
So he's like, yeah, this is gonna be one fat heist. And he walks in there and he's like, obviously, you mean business. Or he's like, yo, hey, give me all your valuables and you'll make it out alive.
Alive for dessert.
Yeah. Which was a fat joke because
of course,
this guy's kind of a chubby guy.
He's a big guy. Yeah.
And he's like, actually, what you're going to do is, you know, hand me your gun.
The entire time he's smiling, too. With that pencil mustache. And he's being all
he's nice.
Nice about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's not like, you know, hey, asshole, you know. But he's like, I have a feeling you're going to do the right thing and give me your gun. And the guy's like, hey, you should probably take my gun. I agree with you. You're right.
And then he's like, okay, then now what you're going to do is go down and tell the officers what you did.
So he walks out there and he's like, hey, guys, you know, I've got a line of burglaries longer than my arms. Mm-hmm. Why don't you guys go ahead and take me in? Yeah,
here's my gun. Here's my
stash.
Let's go. Here, take me away. And the cops are just like, why is he this is weird. He's happy to give us his gun. Okay.
Who's going to give horse in the mouth, though?
Yeah.
And they're like, just take him in there, you know, detective or captain or lieutenant or whatever the hell.
Just these guys. Okay, so go the next day. And this is, I think, close to the closing of end of the trial. So Flash is on the stand and Slater is cross-examining him. I like how he asks this question about how Flash saw the, basically roundabout way, Flash saw the perfect opportunity to kill Reverse Flash.
And the Flash is like, what are you talking about?
It's like, I don't understand the question. And he repeats it in a different way. I don't understand the question. I mean, I get it. It's not lawyer talk, but ultimately he's trying to get him to break it down to what.
Yeah, he's badgering the witness, trying to get him to admit that, you know, he saw this opportunity to kill Reverse Flash. And the Flash is like, dude, I don't know what you're talking about. Why would I try to do that? Like, mm-hmm. what is it that you're trying to say?
I'm a superhero.
Yeah.
It's just what it is.
Dude, if I was going to kill a dude, I'd have killed him a long ass time ago before he caused me all these problems. After he killed my first wife, I'd have just... Oh, wait. I mean...
I mean, no. Not my first wife. My second... Wait a minute.
After he killed the first person, he's like, I would have just went over there and, you know, vibrated his heart out of his chest.
That's the whole... I mean, that's the whole conundrum. Like, perfect example is Batman and Joker. Like, when Joker killed... Well, not killed, but... maimed Batgirl.
Broke her back. Right?
Yeah, broke her back. Yeah. No, well, shot her spine.
Spine, yeah.
Like, after that, had he killed her, well, Jason Todd wouldn't have died. Hundreds of thousands of people wouldn't have died. And then other things. Or even if he had killed Joker after Jason Todd died. Like, his reasoning is, well, you kill one killer...
You become the killer. Yeah.
It's like, no, that's... Yes and no, but...
But see, here I can understand that because, look, okay? So you see this horrible person that's the Joker.
Mm-hmm.
You kill them because they're a horrible person. You know they're going to kill more people. Well, then the next guy that comes along isn't as horrible as the Joker, and you could probably, you know, not necessarily save him, but you could definitely keep him from going that path. But instead, you just kill him because it's easier that way. And then it becomes easier and easier to be the killer.
Yes.
And you can't say that, oh, but, you know, he's Batman, so he wouldn't do that. But you don't know that because after that first kill, you know, it's going to be easier because you can justify it because you can be like, look, how many lives did I save by killing the Joker? Now I've got this, you know, dude in a, you know.
In a green bowler hat and question mark.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And, you know,
He seems
like, you know, he's not nearly as bad, but I can't take chances anymore. And then he puts a batarang through his eye.
And that's where the Dark Multiverse is created.
Yeah.
I mean.
Do they have that?
They do, actually.
Okay.
I will I've got plenty of comics. It's a newer thing. But I'm just saying, it's a whole thing.
Okay, but anyways, and so we go back. Like, objection, you're badgering the defendant. And the judge is like, yep.
Definitely. We go back to Captain Fry, and I was unaware he had a pacemaker.
Yeah, I didn't know he had this either.
Yeah. But I also was unaware
that he was a superhero.
A lame superhero at that.
Yeah, his costume was pretty dorky. Hold on a second, let me find it real quick. Captain Incredible.
Just like, and the suit itself is so bad.
Uh-huh. It looks like he took, like, a...
Well, the one thing I want to point out is that Captain Fry is a very muscular man. Okay? But the costume that he has is so loose-fitting.
Yeah, he looks like a goof.
Yeah, like most superheroes, or even villains, like, their costumes are tight-fitting to show off their features.
Well, actually, that's just so they don't get caught on things when they're fighting and stuff, but, you know.
Yeah. Capes and all that.
Yeah. No cape.
But yeah, no, he's at his brother's. His brother is a doctor that put in his pacemaker, and he's having it tuned up.
Yeah. He's turning up the full power.
To make him stronger.
Yeah.
And so he can become his alter ego. Now, mind you, he only pulls it out like once every like 8 years.
Thank God for that, because he doesn't he's do ridiculous.
It's retarded. I know Flash states later on that he does it to try and help the Flash, and usually just ends up being a nuisance for Flash because he's causing more problems than he is helping. This time he is doing it. I know we're skipping around on this issue. This time he's doing it to capture footage
of the reverse Flash
to have proof for Flash. So this point is actually meaningful. Still stupid.
Yeah.
But meaningful.
Especially if the reverse Flash decides, you know, hey, you're a nuisance.
Yeah.
Bam.
Yeah, exactly. We go back to...
This is the... Wizard. This is Weather Wizard.
Weather Wizard and Trickster.
Weather Wizard knocks over a... I'm assuming an armored vehicle.
Yeah.
And as he's getting out of it, the Trickster comes by and...
steals his loot.
With a fucking fishing pole.
It's Trickster. But here's what I don't get. Like, 3 issues ago, they were all helping each other.
Yeah. They're all buddy-buddy. And now they're like, hey, asshole, you know.
Like, fuck you, this is my shit. So, they're fighting. Weather Wizard, like, puts a giant cloud
storm
over Trickster.
Cloud on Trickster.
But then he sees Trickster over here. And,
crying like little bitch.
Well, yeah, because he's got his ass handed to him.
Yeah.
By the reverse Flash.
Who then pops out and Weather Wizard's like, hey, buddy, I'm going to zap you into, you know, death again. Mm-hmm. And he's like, until the zapper becomes a zappy, and literally moves him in front of his own zap. Which I've seen that with...
That was on the show.
Yeah.
A few different times.
Yeah.
Which is great. We go back to the trial, and they're having their closing statements. Really nothing new. Just Cecile saying, you know, this guy... I don't want to say model citizen, but he is a... he's a superhero.
He's a good man.
Puts his life on the line for everybody every day.
All the time.
Yeah. Like, yes, you have to weigh what he did... but he was doing it to save a life.
Yeah, but you've got to understand that, you know, he wasn't just killing somebody, you know. She was still saying, you know, because it was an accident.
Yes.
And she's saying, you know, it was an accident. He didn't mean to do it. He was just trying to protect people.
Yeah, and then you have Slater, who's like, we are not here to measure his merit from before. Yes, he has done a lot of good. But he's on trial now for murder. He murdered a man. A man who now has no life because this person took every option away from him. By murdering him. You know, like, you know, just the like you do. And that was it. That's closing statements. Now it's going to, you know, it's in the juror's hands.
Yeah.
Cecile does say something to Flash because he didn't see Captain Fry there. Been there every single day.
Yeah.
Because, you know, Flash is friends and everything. And that's when Cecile says, well, yeah, he came to my house the other night babbling on about
the reverse flash
being alive, and he looked like he needed a doctor, so he rushes off to go to Fry's house, and he's not there, so he goes to his brother's house, and his brother's like, yeah, I upped his pacemaker, I made some adjustments to it so that he could be super strong, I guess. He was battling about something, and Flash is like, oh no, if he's doing this, that means Captain Incredible's gonna come back out, and this is gonna be a problem.
Captain Incredible makes me think of the Great Saiyan Man.
I do not know this one.
From Dragon Ball Z.
Oh, okay.
Gohan when he's in his costume. Okay. Just not like looks wise, but the actual. Well, I mean, like the appearance wise, because his Great Saiyan Man looks like a retarded, you know, like hero.
Okay,
this one kind of looks like a doofy hero.
Okay,
and anyway,
this is definitely a like this costume. That mask he has is so fucking stupid.
It looks
it's like a bucket on his head.
Yeah, a bucket with wings on the sides.
Yeah, and then like eye holes cut out, and then the costume itself is loose fitting with a
big
giant
eye in the
cape, and it's just so bad.
And the big eye in the center of it, like the letter I, not like an eyeball eye. It's humorous.
Yeah, he is standing on the roof. He apparently followed, or he found out about Captain Cold robbing a jewelry store.
Well, it was probably not hard to spot since the whole thing's covered in ice.
What is that? But as he is standing over top, he sees this was going to be a test. Like, if he can take down Captain Cold, he'll be ready for Reverse Flash. Well, Reverse Flash shows up and basically takes out Captain Cold.
Anyway. Which we don't even need to go into the details of that.
Nope, it was a quick. Just like everybody else is quick. And then Fry's just like, oh, this is great. I can two birds, one stone. But before he can do anything, Reverse Flash is up there. Be like, oh, what a nuisance. I don't know who you are.
Yeah.
But
you saw what I did, so goodbye. So, and pushes him off the roof.
Well, he kicks him off the roof. And he goes falling down, which is just like, yep, he definitely didn't think this one through.
Yeah, and falls right into the Flash's arms because the Flash is there to catch him.
Mm-hmm. And
they have a moment.
Yeah, Flash. No. Flash is just like, yeah, Fry, you really can't be doing this. And
Fry's like, yeah, but once you see the film I got.
Like, I did this purposely. Like, there was a miniature camera in my helmet. You know, a miniature camera, it takes pictures because it's really small.
Yeah.
And he explains what a miniature camera is to the Flash. Like, okay, whatever, dude. But he's
like, yeah, dude, I'm a fucking alien from another planet. I don't know what this shit is.
But he tells him, like, I have proof that Reverse Flash is alive.
Yep.
Like, he's the one that kicked me off the roof. Here's your proof. Bam! That's how we end the issue. Thank you for listening to the Comic Book Rundown. If you'd like to get a hold of us, you can do so on Twitter at Comic Rundown, on Instagram at Comic Book Rundown, or you can send your emails to comicbookrundown@gmail.com. We'll be back very soon with more to this Flash story.